And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Republican leaders in the North Carolina General Assembly are pushing yet another ill-conceived bill to limit voting rights and spur unwarranted attacks on immigrants. The latest proposal, Senate Bill 250, would require the State Board of Elections to identify and remove people from voting rolls who, at some point in the past, have been excused from jury service because they said they were not U.S. citizens. That information, however, is notoriously unreliable and difficult to verify. For example, a person's information may not be updated after they become a naturalized citizen. What's more, the personal information of people identified by the state board who are potentially not U.S. citizens would become a public record. That means a list of their names, addresses, and birth dates would be accessible to anyone and could be abused by immigration control and enforcement agents or even private activists who could use the information to target immigrants. In other words, merely checking the wrong box on a jury summons could cost a person their right to vote and set them up for dangerous harassment. This half-baked legislation needs to be rejected. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.